streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Michelin Cross Climate 2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go on a Tuesday, live in Los Angeles. It's The Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. Joy Taylor last night, was at some comedy festival hanging out with all the funniest people in the world at the Greek Theater in Los Angeles.
I don't know if that's an accurate statement. I did not meet Larry David, but I was in the presence of Larry David last night.
Very informative, a lot of wisdom. He's a sage, a comedy sage.
He's a comedy sage. Yes, it was. He wasn't doing stand up. It was like a moderated discussion.
I love those.
You know, his career. Yeah, you know, you always try and pull some gems from the greats. I like to study the greats.
Yes.
Get inspired.
Yes, I think that's great. I'm home eating pasta and oatmeal cookies, and you're out here gleaning excellence.
After the Miami Heat made quick work of the Sixers last night.
Well, let's start with that. It may be much, much quicker work. Joel Embiid is out, and last night the Sixers really needed a gem from James Harden, and they got 5-for-13 in lousy defense, and this is now what he is, and we've got to be okay with that. When it goes downhill fast as a pro athlete. In the bubble season, he averaged 30 a year. It wasn't long ago. 4 years ago, he was an MVP. But in the last 11 playoff games, he's been held under 25 points, and this is who he is. He is no longer a one, and frankly, very quickly, he is now no longer a two. He could be a three on a championship team. He closed too many nightclubs. He didn't take care of his body. And he's only 32. That is not coincidentally the name of the age of Cam Newton when he fell off a cliff and Russell Westbrook's age when he fell off a cliff. If you don't take care of your game and you don't take care of your body, sometimes it's both. Sometimes it's Cam just one. It ends quickly. He is now 32 and 33. That's the age, 10 years of either neglect or just not staying current. That's what my wife always says. Stay current. Westbrook didn't struggle to hit the three. Cam's efficiency now is a huge liability, and James Harden just didn't stay in shape. Now, here's the good news. He can still be impactful. He can still be part of a great team. There are nights, he can facilitate better now. But the thing that's, I think, if you're a Philadelphia 76er fan, the good news is he's got some self-awareness. He knows what he is. So I went and looked up this morning. He doesn't have a single game as a 76er with over 20 shots. You know, Westbrook's still living in the tunnel. Carmelo forever lived in the tunnel. Harden's like, yeah, I'm not a 20-shot-a-game guy. I can't get those shots. So he can still be impactful. He can still be part of a championship team eventually. But they needed him last night, and he's just not there. This is what James Harden is. Now, I still think the Sixers won the trade. Why? Because he's a starter and a top three starter for Philadelphia. You had to get Ben Simmons out of the building. You're not going to play Andre Drummond much in a big spot late in the game. So the Sixers won the trade. But maybe it's not the slam dunk because he's a limited player. And if you combine Embiid's injuries with Harden's pretty fast erosion, he struggles now to get by people like he once did. This is not a championship team. If Embiid comes back, they can be a really good team. But Embiid's going to be hobbling through these playoffs even if he does come back. And this is now what Harden is. The good news for Philadelphia, Tyrese Maxey is really good, and Tobias Harris can give you 23 points on any night of a series. But this is the reality of being a pro athlete. When you don't stay current, either you don't keep up with your game, you don't refine it, you don't sandpaper it every year, or you don't take care of yourself. The number's like 32, 33-year-old. Cam Newton wasn't very far removed from an MVP. Off the cliff. Like couldn't beat out Mac Jones. We'll just get him out of the room. Westbrook. I mean, it was the last three stops have been painful. And it's not as painful for Harden because he can still hit jumpers, but he can't get by guys. He just can't get by him. He can't get the shots. He knows he can't get the shots. And here's James. They needed a big game. They didn't get it. They're down now. And here's what he had to say.
I think I can be a little bit more aggressive. They did a really good job of just boxes and elbows, you know, showing their bodies and you know, crowding the ball when ball screens came. So we'll watch film, find ways to get better. But I think, you know, the shot making is what opens up the floor for our entire team. You make a couple shots, then that floor opens up a little bit more.
Schematically, what did Miami do to prevent you from getting to the free throw line as often as you do?
Next question.
All right, now we move to the Suns-Mavericks. I said I wanted to watch the first game of the series and see how the matchup went. I felt Dallas had to win one of the first couple of games in the series. They're not terribly deep. They're going to rely heavily on Luka. So you're not going to win a seven-game series. The longer it goes, the worse it is for Dallas because they're so reliant on Luka. Well, I watched last night. This series is big trouble for Dallas. Number one is Phoenix is going to control the boards. They did. Phoenix is not reliant on one player. So as the series extends, you get a better rested, a deeper team. Dallas is actually in the exact same spot they were with Dirk Nowitzki. They've got a transformational player. Luka is better than Dirk, but they've got a transformational player, and now they got to find a two. And because he's great, the expectations will always be high, but the gap between, you know, Brunson and Spencer Dinwiddie and Luka is the Grand Canyon. And if you look around the NBA right now, Phoenix has three legitimate scorers. Milwaukee's got three legitimate scorers. Golden State, depending on Jordan Poole or Wiggins, can have four legitimate scorers. Even Philadelphia, with Embiid, Tyrese Maxey, and Harris or Harden each being a half, you got about three and a half scorers. Dallas has one. And the problem for Dallas is they're a little Bitcoin. They've got to play above themselves and get spikes to win. They need a 48-point game from Luka. They need Spencer Dinwiddie to hit six threes. They need these spikes to be successful. Phoenix is Berkshire Hathaway. Mid-range jumpers. Same performance every night. Seven straight playoff games. Shot over 50%. You know exactly what you're getting with the Phoenix Suns. They hit more mid-range jumpers last night. This is true. Against Dallas. Than Utah hitting the entire series against Dallas. So Phoenix is a nightmare for Dallas. They're going to give the exact same game, multiple scores, Everybody's got a role. They don't need any spikes to win. Nobody has to be amazing to win. Dallas needs guys to play over their head to get these 8 3-point quarters. They've got to get some big breaks. They're going to be up and down in this series. And despite last night's score, I watched every second. It wasn't very competitive. And this is where all five Phoenix starters in double figures shot over 50%. Never singularly reliant on any player. So Phoenix is a really tough matchup. You know, we always look in the NBA at star power, but what you see is Phoenix's chemistry on both ends of the floor is fantastic. And it's funny how chemistry works. It's sort of like if couples hang out together and they build a stronger relationship. It's sort of that way with basketball teams. Like, Phoenix guys didn't take a lot of games off. They, like, played together all season long. Everybody's playing at least 70 games. What a shock. Look how good the chemistry for Phoenix is. Look at how they pass. And now Golden State had guys that missed a lot of games, but they've been playing together now for 10 years. So look at how good the chemistry is with Golden State. I said that yesterday. They move the ball so well. They know where everybody's going to be. Kevin Durant and Kyrie, they're stars. They don't play together enough. It's like Philadelphia. Now Embiid's hurt. A lot of balls to juggle. Some chemistry issues. So you start looking around this league, and I know everybody thinks the NBA is star power, but, you know, Boston looked really good against Brooklyn. Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, Jason Tatum played together for 5 years. Then you start looking at Milwaukee. Core group of guys mostly played together for 5 years. You look at Phoenix last night. It's just you get the exact same performance out of the Suns. You're going to get double figures, Chris Paul. Booker's going to have over 20. Mikal Bridges, great defender, gives you about 14. Last night, DeAndre Ayton had his way. I know exactly what I get from Phoenix. And I don't even need him to play well. If they just give me what they give me every night, I win the series in five games. Dallas may steal a couple games. Dinwiddie gets hot. Jalen Brunson plays over his head. But I watched that thing last night, and as Jason Kidd said after the game, you got to give him something more than Luka.
He got whatever he wanted. When you look at the shots, you know, in the paint, behind the arc, mid-range, and then also I thought he got his teammates some great looks that we normally have made. But I thought he played great. We just got to help him get someone, you know, to join the party.
As it was with Dirk, as it'll be with Luka. When they find that great two, then it's a championship team. Until then, feels like Bitcoin to me.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period.
It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
So there's a big headline yesterday, and I didn't think it would change much in the NFL, but the headline was saucy. DeAndre Hopkins, Arizona receiver, suspended 6 games for violating the NFL's PED policy. It's a classic. The headline is bigger than the reality. First of all, he'll be rested and ready to go by the mid and later portions of the year. That's the key to great receivers. Are they healthy and ready to go late? Secondly, Fox Bet did not change their win total whatsoever. And that was my suspicion. So there's three things to know about Arizona. Number one, their depth chart offensively is about as good as anybody in the league. They just keep doubling down on offense. I liked it last year. They drafted the number one tight end in college football to go behind Zach Ertz. They brought in Hollywood Brown, who played with Kyler Murray at Oklahoma. So their offensive skill chart is crazy. Number two, DeAndre Hopkins had only 42 catches last year, and they still made the playoffs. And three, Rondale Moore is emerging as a star. He had 54 catches last year, but Christian Kirk was gobbling up some of his production in the slot. He's gone. Expect Rondale Moore to have in the 60s or 70s as far as catches. He's a star in the making. So the reality is DeAndre Hopkins is the headliner, but he's not carrying the movie. Also in this division, Seattle is in a complete and utter rebuild. Also, Arizona obviously knows between the injuries and the PED stuff, he's become a less reliable player. Remember, DeAndre Hopkins is one of those guys. He's not Randy Moss. He's not a burner. He's a guy more like Devontae Adams. You put him with a good quarterback, he makes a lot of really, really big plays. But he doesn't pull away from people. He's increasingly hurt. I like him a lot, and I love him on the team. But if you look at what they've drafted and they've acquired, I don't think it changes this team whatsoever. He'll be healthy for the second half. The key to this franchise right now, Kyler Murray's feet. When Kyler Murray played in the playoff game and because of a fear of injury decided, I'm not running, they couldn't move the football. Russell Wilson and Kyler Murray's feet were the key to those offenses for a year. They're both good throwers of the football. They'll keep plays alive. But I think Arizona smartly has started doubling and tripling down on their offensive pieces, and it is an incredible depth chart at wide receiver, tight end. Oh, by the way, James Conner had 18 touchdowns last year. Joy Taylor with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, it was thought that the 49ers would trade Jimmy G this offseason, but GM John Lynch said that his surgery caused a big change of plans when it came to that.
I felt like, you know, we were close in some discussions, and then, you know, the decision was made to have surgery, and that made everyone. That just brought things to a screeching halt. People just don't do that, even with a likelihood that all, you know, that everything's going to be good. But, you know, we continue to get calls about Jimmy, and, you know, one thing we kind of as a group got together. He's too good of a player. He's got a lot of great tape out there. So you don't just let guys like that walk out the door.
He's not a receiver.
Yeah, well, Jimmy G's got one thing
going.
He's
not a running back.
That Baker doesn't. People do think you can push him into your culture. He's a nice guy.
Oh, I mean, if I have to choose between Jimmy Garoppolo or Baker Mayfield, I'm 100% choosing Jimmy Garoppolo.
He'll find a spot. It's just not going to find it on the Niners timeline.
What's the difference? Jimmy Garoppolo played in a Super Bowl.
Right. And he also is a guy you can bend into the way you see the world.
Of course.
Yeah. When I always say this about Westbrook and Baker, it's like, this is my game. This is who I am. And this is how I got here. That's great and did make you rich. The downside is, though, I can't fit you into my culture. You're your own culture.
Well, sometimes what gets you there can get you out.
Yep.
So it's important to be authentic, but when it comes to what you do for your job...
You can be a little inauthentic.
It's not even about being inauthentic. You're not that good.
Yeah.
Russell Westbrook is not a champion. Baker Mayfield is not even played in a championship game. So you can, you know, bang on your chest and talk about all the things that got you to where you are, and that is important, and it probably did. But if you want to get to the next level, there's another gear you have to hit. I would, of course, take Jimmy Garoppolo despite the injury history. But what I don't understand is why they're talking about not letting him walk out the door. First of all, you were about to trade him. So the reason that you're keeping him now is because, obviously, you're not getting the trade offers that you want, which I wouldn't be greedy about him because of the cap hit that he has. $24.2 million in base salary with the Niners this season. He has almost a $27 million cap hit.
Yeah. And they could use another corner and another receiver.
It's suspicious to me. It is suspicious.
Well, we're getting to a point now where I just want to see the camp. I told you, I think Trey can play.
I think he can too, but why would you keep Jimmy Garoppolo if he could?
Well, it does sound like they were trying to move him. They were getting close to moving him.
But he's right. There's plenty of tape on Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, we know what Jimmy Garoppolo is despite this injury. Like, what is the reveal?
Well, it's like N'Kobe Dean in the draft didn't get a pre-draft surgery. There's tape that he's unbelievable. But here's why injuries scare people. Because if it doesn't go right, everybody goes... He was hurt. Don't you? You get ripped pretty harsh as an executive if you trade for an injured player.
But here's the problem. Here's where I'm running into an issue with the Niners. First of all, Kyle Shanahan is always playing these little shell games with everybody.
Right.
Right. Like, well, he's the starter. He's not the starter. We don't know. It's a competition in camp. We're not sure. So he doesn't ever want to declare a starter. Jimmy Garoppolo is a massive cap hit. We obviously know what they traded for Trey Lance.
Yes.
Everyone knows what Jimmy Garoppolo is. Everyone knows he's injury prone.
Yeah.
You got him for a second round pick and got to a Super Bowl.
Yes.
So you got more than enough out of him. There's no point in being greedy.
It's not
a position that you want two of.
Right. Yeah. I think they want to move him. I just don't think they have a ton of takers.
I don't think they have a lot of takers, but I also think they're waiting to see how things go in camp with Trey Lance as well. So the league announced yesterday that they will not downgrade Draymond Green's flagrant 2 foul from game 1 with the Grizzlies. And Draymond said it is not going to impact how he plays.
I'm never going to change the way I play basketball. It's gotten me this far. It's gotten me 3 championships, 4 All-Stars, Defensive Player of the Year. Not going to change now. My reputation is a badge of honor. Not everybody can earn that reputation. So...
Draymond was called for a flagrant 2 for unnecessary and excessive contact on Brandon Clark. He said he felt like it was a little bit of a reputation call. I would tend to agree. I do also think that if you're aiding someone to the floor by pulling their jersey, they kind of put the refs in a tough spot there.
Yeah, especially when you're in Memphis. I don't think the NBA is rigged, but I think there are home calls. The proximity of fans to the floor, they're swayed, college and pro.
There should be an advantage to being a higher seed and having home court advantage.
Fans just don't want to hear that it's the refs.
All right, well, play better during the season and get the home games first. Like, I don't have any sympathy for teams in that spot. You know that happens. That's why you have home court advantage. I don't think Draymond meant to hurt him here, but... Draymond's point, does have a reputation, and like he's pulling on his jersey. That could have gone really badly.
Yeah.
The intent doesn't always matter. It's the action in these calls. So he will receive 2 flagrant points for Sunday's ejection. He has to be careful with that. That's what led to the game 5 suspension in 2016, having too many flagrant points. Game 2 is tonight, and the Warriors are currently favored by 2, according to Fox Bet. Marcus Smart was already dealing with a quad contusion entering game 1 and took 2 shots to the same injury in game 1.
He will be listed as questionable going into tonight's game. The official injury report won't come out till later this afternoon. He was Defensive Player of the Year. This is a big loss if he's not able to play.
Yeah.
In game one, he played 33 minutes, had 10 points and 6 assists. Game two is tonight, and the Celtics are favored by 5, according to FoxBet.
Yeah, good stuff. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Celtics favored by 5. You know, we don't get Nick Wright much on Tuesdays, and we never get him in studio. But Nick Wright is joining us in studio. Let's hear it for Nick Wright. It's very exciting. Have you noticed Nick has done something over the last couple of months with his hair?
Oh, my God. Every time. Listen, the reason I'm in studio is because you were... Clearly, let's be honest, you and I are close friends. You're my close friends in the world, so we can be honest with each other. You were offended by the fact that my last appearance on your show, I wore a t-shirt. Now, it was a designer t-shirt. It was very nice, but you were clearly bothered, so I said, I need to fly out to L.A. to make it up to Colin. So I'm here just to show you the respect and gratitude I have for this show and this platform, that it should make it up for you wearing the full suit, the whole thing, looking you eye to eye, so hopefully we can move past it. Because I hear from bosses who are in the room, you were not pleased.
My gut feeling is your wife is opening up a boutique in Hollywood. That's probably why. That's probably why you're here.
No, that's not happening. However, my older daughter might be looking at some schools in Southern California. One of which you might be, I don't know, the most famous unpaid booster for these days, the University of Southern California. So maybe Uncle Colin can, you know, grease the skids a bit. It could be helpful. But we can talk about that off the air. How are you?
I'm great. Let me throw this at you.
Yeah.
I was just listening to Draymond Green.
Yeah.
And I think it's important when people stand for something.
Mm-hmm.
And I've said this about the NBA. Dennis Rodman, for all his quirkiness, was as good as anybody ever at being annoying and rebounding. And that, to me, has more value than Carmelo Anthony's talent, which is much greater. If I said to you today, career, Westbrook, Draymond Green, whose would you take?
Ooh. Who? Oh, wow.
Defensive player for a decade, 3 titles, stands for something, beloved in the Bay Area.
This is what we call leading the witness. I think it's clear you would take Draymond.
He is beloved.
Yeah, Hall of Fame podcaster too, I hear.
He's one of the best out there.
So listen, I'm doing for my podcast, the 50 Best Players Last 50 Years. Westbrook's on the list, Draymond is not. However, that doesn't mean I'm saying that I wouldn't, whose career would I rather have? That's a different question than necessarily who had the greater career. Winning an MVP, being first-team All-NBA, winning scoring titles, winning assist titles, those things matter. And Westbrook did all those. Draymond was, I think he is showing he was the second most important piece of the Warriors dynasty.
And he
I
also,
think goes Steph, then Draymond.
He also, when Westbrook now leaves a city, this is what people do. Whew.
Yes.
Draymond stands for something. He is an authentic, game-changing, best-of-a-decade player.
That's all true. Let me just give maybe a bit of a devil's advocate.
Okay.
Westbrook has shown, for good and for bad, Russell Westbrook's play translates basically anywhere until this season. Like, there's going to be a ceiling to it, but he's going to drag a mediocre collection of talent to the playoffs. He's going to get his numbers. He's going to be box office, all those things. Do you think it's fair to say if Draymond Green, instead of being in, remember they almost, what if they would have done the Klay Thompson, Kevin Love trade? Draymond could have been thrown into that. And Draymond, if he's in Minnesota, not in a winning culture, not in the team playing for titles, not in a team that goes to the playoffs, is it possible Draymond Green is a guy no one knows or cares about? I say that is possible. I think Draymond was in the perfect spot and made the most of it. Russ would have made any spot work for him to a degree.
For him. It would work for him.
Yeah, but it's also, right now, Russ, it's obviously gone south on him. But there was a period of time where he was, people need to go back and look at some of the playoff runs with Durant. He was not always the bad guy. He was not always a problem. He was a really, really good player for a period of time. And then 2017 happens, where Durant leaves, Russ gets the MVP, gets the triple-double, and in those people, 2017 postseason, plays 5 games, averages 37, 13, and 12.
Yeah.
And they lose in 5. That's the fork in the road moment of Russ's career. He either could have learned, okay, I just averaged 37, 13, and 12. I had a 50-point triple-double in these playoffs, and we lost. I need to adjust. Instead, the lesson he learned is, this is dope as hell. It's so much fun. Everyone else needs to get on my level. And that's why the last 5 years have been bad.
Russell Westbrook has never elevated a teammate. Draymond has literally elevated the best dynasty in 20 years. And that's the difference. I think the people in our business that I respect have elevated people beyond themselves.
Okay, but let's talk about our business for a minute. Yeah. Because, so,
I am Draymond Green.
No,
I am
no, limited. No, 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 no.
I'm a good defender, but I elevate others.
See, so that's not, so you could have a guy who is a dynamite guest with you, but if he had his own show, it would never work. Some people might say you're talking to him right now, but I don't think that's the case. Is that more valuable than someone who could do what you do, just a worse version of it? Do you understand what I mean? Draymond is one of the greatest complimentary pieces ever. Is that better than being an average leading man?
Well, if you ask people who, and I've talked to players about this through the years, who faced the Bulls, it was Jordan and not Pippen. It was Jordan and Rodman.
At the end, sure.
People were like, Magic will tell you, Rodman was completely annoying. Jordan was on another galaxy. Pippen would get his 18. It was Rodman's ability to disrupt and discombobulate a Laker, Piston, Celtic offense that he was actually totally undervalued. And I think we don't understand. Like, if you ever worked with somebody in any job you've ever had, it's almost like our mothers. And they do all the thankless crap. And you're like, they don't get a lot of headlines.
Sure.
But you think to yourself, man, they run the house. They run the... Draymond has got a Marcus Smart appeal. Who's the hardest guy to guard? I'll take him.
100. And he adds a toughness to a finesse team.
Oh, they're the skinny jeans team of the decade.
100. And what they do, his synergy with Steph is unbelievable because he's an underrated passer. I think Draymond should have 3 Defensive Player of the Year awards. I used to say that and people would think I was hating on Kawhi Leonard because Kawhi won 2 of them. Draymond finished 2nd. I think Draymond's been the most impactful defensive player of this generation.
Totally agree.
And he's a smart enough offensive player that the fact that he hasn't been able to shoot in 5 years, he doesn't kill you on offense. You know what I mean?
Because he's such a good passer. Sometimes.
Absolutely. So I'm not here. I just think you're... The comparison with Russ is so difficult because they are so drastically different.
Well, I could have thrown out Carmelo Anthony, but Westbrook is more relevant because he's a Laker and is because he's been polarizing.
Yeah, but you also are. I feel like I once upon a time heard you argue that Julian Edelman over Calvin Johnson.
I'd been drinking the night before, came in. I had very little sleep.
But that's the same type of thing, right? The transcendent talent versus
Calvin Johnson's better than Edelman. But I said,
you don't say.
In life, Edelman's career, I'd take over his. I won championships. I was part of the greatest dynasty. It stands for something. Edelman is the most memorable, not Moss, he's the most memorable. Gronk and Edelman are Brady's running mates for the dynasty. And it just, there's value in these people that maybe don't have the great singing voice or the great vertical leap, but you're like, man, we don't win it without them. Their toughness, their guile, their ability to say, hey, I'll go over the middle and get smoked. I'll have 3 concussions in 2 years, but I'll make the catch. And then the sideline guy prances up, makes the touchdowns. We love him. But the reason the safety's late to that guy, because Edelman's underneath all game doing drag routes with 13 catches. And I guess what it is there's such value to so many people in sports. It's the defensive coordinator in college football who's kind of frumpy and never gets offered a head coaching job. But I grew up with one of those guys, Jim Lambright, that stayed for Washington for 30 years. And we had bad offenses. We never had a bad defense. And he tried to be a head coach, and it failed. So I am sticking up for the guy.
Listen, Colin Cowherd, always been champion of the underdog. We know this. It's part of your brand. The underdog and Tom Brady. That's your brand.
All right, so let's segue to this.
Yeah.
Is that Boston's very interesting. So out west, you got the Splash Brothers. And not quite the puddle created by Boston's Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Marcus Smart. 5 years together, no titles. If they lose tonight, series is over.
Yep.
And Giannis is going nowhere.
Yep.
And they're becoming the Raptors, which is Not when until LeBron leaves. They had to make a big swing to get Kawhi. Mm-hmm. Got their title. If you lose tonight and you're Boston, mm-hmm. and Giannis is moving into his peak, mm-hmm. there's going to be a lot of players that say, I want to play with him. If you lose tonight in the series, do you say, listen, the Jalen Marcus Jason thing is great. We gotta take a big swing and move one.
Well, so that's what people were talking about them doing right around New Year's, and then they reeled off this stretch of basketball. They're the best team in the league, record-wise. And I wouldn't do that. I'd been advocating for them to do that for years.
Yes.
Right now, I wouldn't do it because, for the first time in his career, I am seeing enough out of Tatum that I'm like, okay. Like, can Tatum be the best player on a champion? If you have the perfect team around him, maybe, and I think they're trying to build that team around him. But here's what happened in Boston. And it tricked the media. It tricked Vegas, which usually doesn't get tricked. The aftershock of the Nets being so overrated had a kickdown effect of Boston being overrated. Because everyone was like, oh my God, you swept Brooklyn. You must be better than Milwaukee. When the reality was, Brooklyn has been the Atlanta Hawks for the last 2 years with slightly less playoff success. So the same regular season success. Hawks been to a conference finals. Hawks also lost this year in round one, except the Hawks at least got a game. They didn't get swept. But people were so enamored by what they did to Brooklyn, they thought that, oh, and no Middleton. What they failed to recognize was this. Boston played a Brooklyn team that has no rim protection. Milwaukee's got the best. That does not run any offense. Milwaukee knows exactly what they're running.
Right.
And takes the dumbest shots in basketball. Long contested twos. Milwaukee takes nothing but threes and shots at the rim. The smartest shots in basketball. And, oh yeah, by the way, they have the apex predator of the NBA. Like Giannis tonight, I think Giannis knows we win tonight, the series is over. So I would, and I bet this bet's out there, I would bet Giannis over 20 first half points. I think Giannis goes out tonight and it's like, you know what?
He does a LeBron.
Yes.
Here
what LeBron at his apex would do would be like, he would always be good to very good in playoff games. But then there'd be certain playoff games where it's like, oh, he understands the gravity of the situation. And I think that's Giannis tonight. I think he has a monster game.
Yeah. So, good stuff. I'm going to hold you for the next segment.
I got nowhere to go.
You're very, very busy. Are you flying back right after the show?
Flying back tomorrow. I got more things to do tomorrow, so okay. I'm here tomorrow, flying back tomorrow. That's why I'm on with you today.
Okay.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, Enter the Kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
So I watched almost every second of the Suns-Mavs last night, went to bed or upstairs at about 3 minutes left, and the final score made it look like it was close. It wasn't. My takeaway is real simple. Dallas is Bitcoin. They're going to need spikes to beat Phoenix. Phoenix is Berkshire Hathaway. Same performance. Every game, I get the exact same. Five guys, double figures. And I think Dallas is going to steal games because Spencer Dinwiddie will get hot and Luka will score 49. But man, night in and night out, they can't beat that Phoenix team four times. I can't see it.
All right. I think they can because I think in an odd way, in a world of sports hyperbole, I think Luka Doncic is underrated. How about this? I got a couple of Luka facts for you, my friend.
Okay. All right. I'm ready.
So every single day of the last 35 years, if you went to Basketball Reference and you looked up who's the all-time leader in playoff points per game, every day for 35 years straight, the answer has been Michael Jordan, until this morning, where he's tied with Luka Doncic. Oh, that's interesting. How about this? All-time leader in playoff points, assists, rebounds per game combined. The top three for the last 15 years has been LeBron James 3, Michael Jordan 2, Wilt Chamberlain 1. Wilt's been 1 forever. This morning, if you check it, all those guys are dropped down a peg because Luka is number 1. So I say all that to say this. Chris Paul, after the game, was asked about Luka.
Took a little shot.
And he was like, there's a lot of good players on that team. No, there's not. There's one. There's one. And he's the guy who dropped 45, 12, and 8 on you.
Right.
And we were like, that's what Phoenix wanted. That is not what Phoenix wanted. They did not want Dallas to score 114 points. That's the most points they've scored in these playoffs. There is no answer for Luka. And if you have the best player on the court, I think you have more than a puncher's chance. I think yesterday the problem was Dallas's defense, which had been excellent all year under Jason Kidd, was non-existent. DeAndre Ayton did whatever he wanted. But I think Chris Paul knows that in his career, there has not been many times when he's looked across the court and said, I'm not the best point guard. And he's not the best point guard in this series. Luka is flatly better than Chris Paul. So I think Dallas has a real shot. I'm the only person that believes it. I believe they have a real shot.
You know, it's really interesting. Between Giannis playing point and Luka playing point, the European game was always thought of as more skilled, but we put those European guys down low. They're now carrying the ball at 6'9", 6'11". I mean, I watched Giannis the other day, and I'm like, that's ridiculous. We thought Magic at 6'8". When he came out,
yep.
The knock on Magic was, Jerry West said, he's too tall.
Yeah.
Yannick, the longest player maybe in league history is bringing the ball. I just find it. Luka is, it's size, his girth, the elbows. He's a much better player than Dirk Nowitzki. People in Dallas don't want to probably admit it. Significantly better than Dirk, and Dirk was an all-timer.
And Dirk's the sixth all-time leading scorer. I mean, Dirk's an MVP, a finals MVP.
Luka to me could become the all-time NBA leading scorer in 15 years. I mean, because nobody scored this much this quickly.
No. We'll see where LeBron leaves the record, but the other thing with Luka, and you saw it already, is Jay Crowder kicked him.
Yeah.
So you guys were talking earlier about Draymond Green's flagrant foul accumulation. Yeah. If you guys don't think that Chris Paul is going to get irritated and might get thrown out of one of these games for doing something dirty to Luka, I mean, because Luka is snarling. He yells at the refs every play of the game.
Yeah.
Every single play, he's angry at the refs, even when he gets the call. And he plays such a unique – he plays at his speed, Colin.
Yeah.
Because he's not that athletic. He can't jump that high. But you just – I mean, he's going slow and getting past people. And because he's 6'8", he can pass over the top of the defense. I think he's the second-best player in the league. Everyone's arguing who the – we all know who the best player in the league is. It's been Giannis. People – he scored 50 to win the finals, and people are still like, does he have a Hezzy Jimbo like Kevin Durant? I don't know. He scored 50 damn points to win the title. I'll give it to Giannis. I think Luka's second best player in the sport, so I think they got a real shot.
Okay, James Harden. I had said earlier, James actually has what I wish Westbrook did, which is self-awareness. James now does not shoot 20 times a game. I think he knows I can't get past people. Maxie's emerging. Tobias Harris is a very solid player. I think Harden knows it. I think he's nightclubbed his way out of his prime quickly. Yeah. That's okay. I said Cam, Westbrook, Harden, you either don't take care of your game or yourself, and about 33 years old, it ends fast. He is now, to me, they can still win the series, but he's a three. That's what it looks like.
That's what it looks like. And so I think a couple things happen with Harden. One is for a six-year stretch, he played more basketball than anybody because he was playing all 80 plus
every night
and 40 minutes. So, and he was out of the nightclubs, didn't matter. He'd come in and drop 35 points, play heavy minutes. So there's a lot of miles. The second thing is he had never been injured. So guys who are never hurt, once they do get hurt, you saw this with LeBron. LeBron went 16 years, 15 years without getting hurt, tore his groin his first year in LA, came back. Didn't look anything like himself. You want to know why? I think didn't know how to rehab an injury. He's never had one.
No, that's a good point.
So Harden had never been hurt. Then he tears or messes up his hamstring, and it's been a year and a half. He doesn't seem right. He still seems like that hamstring's bothering him. And so, yes, he is into, right now it looks like, a different phase of his career. If I'm Philly, though, I am not despondent about what happened last night. They're up one at the half. If Doc Rivers can realize what everyone who watches basketball realizes, which is DeAndre Jordan has been done for 3 years. Steve Nash, who's not exactly Red Auerbach, figured it out. Frank Vogel figured it out. And Doc Rivers is... DeAndre played four first half minutes, minus 12. In the 20 minutes they didn't play, Philly was plus 13. And Doc's answer was more DeAndre in the second half. So it got out of hand. If he just goes small in game two, Philly can win game two. And even if they're down 0-2, because the series is Miami has home court, you don't have to win one of those first two anyway. If Embiid's back by game three, they have a real shot. But you're right. It probably has to be Embiid, Maxey, then Harden, with the occasional time Harden is your second best guy. I think his days of being the best guy are over with. Over with.
Nick Wright, 90 seconds. I did kind of roll my eyes at the people that thought Kansas City would take a big step back without Tyreek.
Thank you.
Now I watch their receiving core and I'm like, did they upgrade? What in the world is happening? Smart people figured out.
Well, a couple things, and I don't know if you're going to like to hear this or not, but the Chiefs did two very smart things on draft day.
What?
First one was they made a trade with the Patriots. The second one was they made another trade with the Patriots. Like when I play poker, try to find the sucker at the table. And for a decade in the draft, Bill Belichick's been the sucker at the table. So I like the trades just before I even saw what they got back. The other thing is people were like, oh, they're going to use the capital they got for Tyreek to trade up and get a receiver. That makes no sense. If you use the capital to get a receiver, you keep Tyreek Hill. Instead, they said, hey, here's a crazy idea. Let's try to have a good defense for the first time in Mahomes' entire career.
Right.
And so if they nailed those draft picks, and they took a kid from Washington, who I assume you like, the corner. If they nail those picks, the kid from Iowa, the
or Purdue, I'm sorry, the pass rusher.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden you have a cheap, good defense. Mahomes is worth 30 points. They're going to score 30 no matter the receiving corps is.
Yesterday, James Jones came on the air and told me Sky Moore is the best receiver in the draft.
How about this? 5'9", biggest hands in the draft. That seems odd. I don't know what it means, but I like it. I like big hands. I like big necks. Trevor Lawrence got the big necks. Sky Moore's got the big hands. I trust it. Out on Jared Goff. Out on the kid Pittsburgh drafted. Tiny hands. Yeah. Like big hands, big necks in my athletes.
Yeah. Well, that's an interesting take.
Ask Mike Vick about it. He agrees. You ever seen Mike Vick's neck?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Great athletes.
Yeah.
I'm right, Joey.
Let me bake that one for a while. Yeah, think about it. I'm not sure that means anything.
It means something. I don't know what.
You got a big neck.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It means something.
Yeah. All right. It's Nick Wright. we're going to have to make some calls to that school. And
yep. We'll work on
it. Road.
I'll see you, buddy.
Excellent school. Hour two coming up next.
Hi. Let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dekovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dekovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dekovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dekovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.